At 6:30, cloudy and 72. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Non-Medicaid expansion states like Oklahoma will put recipients in a jam with proposed work requirements. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, Judy Solomon, says the people who would be affected by work requirements face a lot of barriers in order to meet them.
Such as a lack of transportation, living in a rural part of the state, not having, you know, skills or training, and often having health conditions that may not rise to the level of a disability but interfere with work.
Oklahoma proposes making able-bodied adults up to 50 years old work, volunteer, or enroll in job training for up to 20 hours a week. A head-on crash on Pine near 121st East Avenue leaves a man dead and sends a Skytook school bus driver to the hospital. The bus was carrying the girls' basketball squad home from a tournament when an overloaded SUV went out of control.
The gentleman overcorrected and pulled his vehicle into the bus and striking the bus head-on.
Tulsa Police Sergeant Shane Toole says the SUV was overloaded with wooden pallets. Now, none of the girls on the bus were injured. An Arkansas couple behind bars for a long list of crimes this morning. They are accused of abducting their biological son from guardians in Washington State. The mother was arrested in Owosso, the dad in South Tulsa. The boy this morning is safe. He was with the father. An early morning fire destroys a home near Latimer and Harvard on Tulsa's north side. Fire officials are looking for the cause. No reported injuries. Early morning storms rolled through northeast Oklahoma yesterday. The storms caused widespread damage. Bartlesville seems to be the hardest hit. The storms are catching the blame for a spectacular fire at Yoakum's Custom Leather Shop. Bartlesville fire investigator Bill Hollander says it took several fire departments to put out the blaze.
We're assuming it's probably going to be related to the lightning storm that came through town earlier.
PSO says several thousand customers lost power at the height of the storm. Well, just in case you don't have enough to worry about this morning, a new type of tick has been found in the area. It's a longhorned tick. It's not from Texas, but from Asia. And it was found on a dog in Arkansas. Health officials are trying to figure out how an Asian tick got to Arkansas and probably why. Another one was found earlier in New Jersey. Our weather forecast, mostly cloudy and warm. A high today of 92, the heat index up to 102. Cloudy tonight, 74 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly cloudy. We have 72 degrees. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News.